Podcasting from Nashville, Tennessee, this is your New Constructs Weekly Market Update. Visit us at newconstructs.com or tweet us at New Constructs. Here's your host, investor, and market veteran, David Trainer.
How to find good research. You know, that question's a lot harder to answer than most people think, because it's very difficult to distinguish between what's good and what's bad, especially on the surface. And he wrote, even over time, you know, as one of my early investors in New Constructs told me, a very top portfolio manager in the Southeast who really focused on reading through income statements, balance sheets, footnotes, and understanding companies, talked about how many of his competitors said they did the same thing, but they didn't. And there's no way for clients to know any better, because someone can tell you they're reading the footnotes, but unless you're really reading the footnotes, you don't know whether they are or not, because you don't even know what to ask them to see if they are. And so I found over the years that there's just general assumption that Wall Street analysts do this work. All the time I hear that. I hear that from people who aren't from Wall Street, of course. They say, what? Are you kidding me? They assume that brokers and advisors are reading footnotes and studying financial reports. And the fact of the matter is just not true. Now, I'll tell you, you know, before the tech bubble and in the mid-90s, I did know a few analysts on Wall Street when I was there. They actually read the full annual report. It wasn't all of them, for sure, but definitely the older ones. But then when the tech bubble came along, it just made no sense. And the time that took you to read an annual report, which is probably a couple of weeks, you might have missed out on two IPOs. You might have missed out on millions of dollars. Back then, analysts got paid for how big the IPO was. That's why they touted them as being so good, even though they weren't. They then later created a law that said you couldn't do that anymore. It's really funny how they create laws to do things on Wall Street after people have made millions of dollars doing them, with no real punishment. And don't think for a second that the global research settlement by Elliott Spitzer, that Elliott Spitzer won against the Wall Street banks, was a big penalty. What, it was like $10.2 billion across 10 banks? I remember having meetings when I was on Wall Street where they talked about how they made $200 million yesterday on the trading desk after an IPO. So about $1 billion per firm. They made that much in a couple of weeks during the tech bubble. So that's a whole topic for a whole other discussion, and one that actually I've read more about, and I think the guy who does the best job on that is the guy who wrote Moneyball, Michael Lewis. The guy also wrote The Big Short, Flash Boys. He's done some terrific research. And it's not just that it's great research, it's like it's fact-based stuff. So when he presents an argument, he just presents the facts. And he presents them in a very good storytelling way, entertaining way. Terrific writer, Michael Lewis. But he's written exactly about how Wall Street fines are basically too small. It's a small dent in their gross margin. So they're happy to go ahead and do whatever it is that's illegal and take the fine later, because they're still going to make a ton of money. Back to the research front, no. Wall Street analysts, maybe 1 in 1,000, 1 in 500, actually read an annual report, because it doesn't pay. Brokers, advisors, they don't have time to, not even close. They got to spend time focusing on what makes them money, which is clients. For them to spend 2 weeks for probably one annual report to read it front to back, to study a stock, What do? They rely on the firm research. And those guys aren't reading the annual reports either, because they're in the same position. They're going to spend time with their clients, the big institutional money managers. They're going to spend time working with bankers on marketing IPOs and secondaries. They got to spend time writing reports on companies they cover. They got to spend time listening to earnings calls. And they're covering probably 10 to 20 companies, sometimes 20 or 30. So that's at least 30 annual reports a year. 2 weeks in an annual report, that's 60 weeks. Well, I guess they just don't have time for it. Let's say you can do it in 1 week and build a model. That's 30 weeks, right? Out of 50 working weeks a year, 60% of their time, I don't think it's going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's become practically impossible, an impractical task to read a full annual report and do real diligence on that. It's not being done. And the problem is, as an investor, you don't know that. That's not in the disclosures. They don't tell you whether or not they don't make a claim as to whether or not they are or not, because nobody's asking. That's a big part of the reason why you'll see in all of our research details highlighting the work that we do in the notes. Clients who have access to our models get to see exactly the data we pull from the footnotes because we show it to you. We show it to you for two reasons. Number one, we want you to know how much work we do for you. And number two, we want you to challenge our competitors to do the same thing. We want you to ask them, hey, where's your work in the footnotes? So that when they tell you they do it, they can prove it to you. You don't have to ask us to prove it. We want to show it to you because we want you to know how much work it is. And don't think for a second that the SEC is doing the same thing. They've got a bunch of really smart people there, and they're using technology better than ever. But their mandate is to look at the financials for a company once every 3 years. And they got 200 people doing nothing but going through filings. And it's not enough. It's not enough. My meeting with them earlier this week, I explained to them about how our technology works, and there was a great deal of interest, and it was really nice. It was really nice because you can't do this work without technology. You can't do it. It's impossible to do all this work and read things. That's why I started building this technology 11 years ago. Step by step, walking through, teaching the machine, here's what it is you need to parse, here's where it's located in filings, here are the values associated with it. We've done that with a staff of highly trained, highly educated analysts using this, at first, very rudimentary technology. It was just a digital way of collecting data so that everything could be recorded. That was the key thing. Every step, every item parsed, every value parsed, and the location of every item recorded so we could teach the machine how to find things that are similar. And after going through 70,000 filings now, the machine's got a lot of information to work with. So, finding good research means you got to find people actually doing their real diligence. You know, making a call on a stock just based on press release or earnings or Yahoo or CNBC, that's like your doctor making a diagnosis on you just by looking at your face. New Conscious is one of the very few firms out there that does a full physical on the company. Complete physical every single time, or we don't cover it. And if we don't trust the results of a K, if the 10K isn't reliable, we find errors all the time. Balance sheets don't balance. Income statements don't add up. When we're looking at IFRS companies, international companies, sometimes their balance sheets don't balance when they convert to GAAP. And if we can't figure out exactly what the problem is, don't cover it. Acquisitions happen, don't cover it anymore. Certain corporate events, can't trust the data, don't cover it. It's all about quality, integrity. Don't provide an opinion just for the sake of providing an opinion. You know, until recently, we didn't even cover IPOs because there wasn't enough data on them. We updated our system to take 2 years of data for one filing so we can have at least 2 years of annual history on a company before we cover it. That's a key thing for us, right? We don't just look at a few quarters. We look at years, at least 2 years before we're willing to put an opinion on something. So we challenge you. Make sure whenever you're looking at research that someone's actually read the footnotes. You can't assume that they have. You should not assume that they have. And I've been doing this work for over 15 years, research side, before that as an accountant. And I can tell you, I've been around the country and met with just about everybody who even claims to be a value investor. Let me tell you, many people who claim to be value investors are not. And you think that, I focused on value investors because those are the people that I believed would read their annual reports. And guess what? Most of them told me they didn't even care about this data. They asked me why return on invested capital matters. Why cash on cash return matters.
I'd have arguments about why return on invested capital was an important metric. Just like you can't judge a book by its cover, you can't judge a research report by its author or by its firm. Ask if they're reading the footnotes. Ask your advisor if they're reading footnotes. Ask how you're protected from the footnotes. Because if you're not, you can get blown up. Look at the features that Barron's has done on our research. Look at the features that I've done on CNBC. Features that we've seen, that MarketWatch, Wall Street Journal, everyone. Well, talk about it. It makes a good news story every now and then, but mostly it's lost in the massive information that flows every day from CNBC to MarketWatch to MSNBC. You know what I mean. There's no shortage of news in the 24 hours news cycle. There's no shortage of data, but there is a great deal of shortage in information. And I challenge you, make sure you're fully informed. It's your responsibility to yourself. You're swimming in sharks out there when it comes to research. Wall Street's proven many times they don't have your best interest in mind. They have their best interest in mind. They're there to make money. Everybody is. That's the way it's been since the beginning of the stock market, since the original stock jobbers were out there pounding the streets trying to convince people to buy stocks. And since the beginning of time, a lot of people have been willing to buy stocks without complete information. And you don't have to do that anymore. We're providing research that provides the complete data set, the complete financial picture on companies. And we think that's valuable. And we're offering it now at a price that doesn't mean it's available only to institutional investors. Doesn't mean it's available only to institutional investors. Everybody can afford our research. Everyone can. Everyone can afford to be fully informed. We're making that possible. That's how you find good research. People that do their full diligence and understand footnotes. And don't tell me for a second, oh, well, I got to understand the business first. No, you can't understand the business until you understand the profitability. If you think Salesforce.com has 100% return on invested capital, super high profit margins, a really profitable business, then you don't understand the business, because the fact of the matter is it's not profitable right now. I'm not saying it's a bad company. I'm just saying it's not as good as you think if you believe that it's profitable when it really isn't. Understanding the return on invested capital in the company is critical to understanding strategy. Because if you don't understand how profitable business is, you don't understand its competitive advantage. You don't understand what it's doing well and not doing well. And if you think it's doing better than it is, you could be in trouble. On the flip side, if you think it's doing worse than it is, you can be missing an opportunity. You've got to understand the truth about profitability before you can start to understand valuation. That's why good research is important. And the way you find good research, you find people that are willing to do the hard work to go through all the filings and understand the complete financial picture so they can know the truth about profitability.